What's up? 1515 Air probably presents the rundown. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the official, unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Miss Shell Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm good. We're not there yet, but is this like when it comes to Real Housewives reunions, is just can you really skip the first two and just get to three? Or is it, do they sometimes mix it up depending on the season?
Mix it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the first, I bet you it's probably just a mixture between two and three. I doubt you give the great stuff away in part one.
Yeah. You got to get all the quick shit out the way on part one and then dive in.
Yeah.
To the real stuff.
Season 11, episode 29, Melting Point. Everyone needed a break after Spice's meltdown. So we get Amy, Jessica, Zell, Bambi, and Carly.
Didn't we?
In a hot tub to discuss Spice. They think she's running away from her healing journey and her issues might not have to do with Carly. Might be some other things going on. Then we get this weird confession. Bambi confesses. She pees in hot tubs.
Should have kept that shit to yourself.
All right, hold up. I always looked at hot tubs as bathtubs that you don't take a bath in. So I never thought about, like, in this public.
They're too small.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, when you got the little jacuzzi, I think that's the name brand of it. But, you know, a hot tub, there's like a little square or whatever. And I was in one when we was on vacation once. And I never thought, like, I'll pee in here.
Let me pee in here. Yeah.
It never just even occurred to me. So Zell does it, too. And so does Amy. But neither one of them admit it. To each other,
they y'all just do it are and they disgusting.
Talk. I said, "What is going on?"
Y'all are if you don't get out and go pee, what is wrong with y'all?
I don't.
Why
get
are
it.
We so comfortable with this?
I don't. Yeah, and it didn't seem as if it was one of those things where, man, I could have just got done using the bathroom, and then when I get in here, it just come out like, you know, I don't have no control of my blood. It seems like, yeah, I just let it go in the hot tub. Listen, y'all teach me hot tub etiquette. Or maintenance. The pool at least got chlorine. What the fuck? The hot tub? The hot tub doesn't have chlorine. It just got heat. Does the heat kill the urine? I'm confused. Like, all right.
I don't know.
Anyway, before we leave this whole scene, Jessica is very flirty with Amy, and we learned that she went to a room in the Bahamas. Jessica is going to be one of those, when we look back at the season, what they missed, because this girl has been on one. She's had the health scare. She's had the drinking problem. And now she has some bisexuality that y'all never caught. I am confused.
So much is happening.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of so much, Yandy has been dropping the ball. She misses Mendeece.
So they miss so much. Love and Hip Hop. Y'all miss. How we miss this whole Yandy and Mendeece storyline? Y'all wasn't recording shit.
Well, here's the thing though. They pieced it together poorly. They basically were saying, oh, she want to give the egg. All we get is she wants to give the egg to her sister / cousin. And she wants to run for political office. The way when we're watching it, that's two things. And those are two big things. Those are two big decisions to make without your partner's input. But when we see Mendeece and Yandy talking, it feels like there's way more to this, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like they didn't do a good job when Yandy was in New York and Mendeece was in jail of showcasing that Yandy was, I'm doing all this by myself. And I can understand how she felt that way. But as soon as Mendeece came out, we should have been dealing with that. Like, I've never parented with him together. Because none of that. Anyway. This is what bothers me. So she calls Mendeece. She says, yo, man, this trip is too much. And all this drama is making me miss you. He said, so drama? What are you talking? Wait, I'm drama?
This is the second. That was the first time. But she slid him twice. Like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
The second time is even worse. She doesn't want to be in the dark place. He says, listen, we already in one. And commitment is keeping them more than love. He's like, this is supposed to be forever, doesn't it? But it doesn't mean it will be forever. When she get back, they're going to talk about some things. Cool, whatever. Then there's dinner. And the first topic is Jessica's crazy self in the hot tub being lit. They still don't know if Spice is staying. I was like, this is a long day. I thought it was the next day at first. And Bambi and Amy feel like Spice should apologize. Everybody do though. I don't know why they even said that. So Carly was like, Candy, I haven't seen you call Spice out. And she's like, just because you didn't see me.
I want to say, this conversation at the table, right?
Yes.
This was some of the best part of this whole damn episode.
When Yandy had to defend us, like, oh, just because you haven't seen me doesn't mean I haven't happened. And Carly points out how she reached out to Yandy. Yandy looked bad on all these fronts, too. And Yandy was like, I haven't reached out to you. He's like, no, I'm the one reaching out to you.
And you can tell that Carly was nervous to say that.
Yes.
You can tell she was like, nah, that was me. Like, you can hear it. Yeah. I was like, ooh. It was just, this was probably one of the most serious or better conversations.
But here's the problem with it. It's getting good. And I don't know if it's the producers in their ear or what. Brittany was like, yo, we don't want to talk about this bad stuff. We got skiing tomorrow. I said, yo, we could just sit here and have a conversation. Can we just talk? Can we just let
you know who has no reason being on this trip?
Who?
Kirk.
Oh, yeah. He ain't got no, there's no other guy, right? Zell was there. Yeah, Zell was there.
But like, all you hear is Kirk's voice randomly from the background. Yes. Like, why are you here?
So I have a theory on this. I think the reason why we haven't seen as much as Scrappy or Kirk and Rashida and what's the old dude?
Jock
is because they get paid the most.
So, I was thinking that too.
So like they're keeping it really, because regardless of how much screen time is, I think screen time you get, I think it's based on episodes you're in.
Yeah, you get paid per episode.
I think that's why. So the next morning, Carly thanks Amy for stepping up for her, and it helped her tell Yandy about herself. That's in one car. Another car, Spice has stayed, of course, while she's leaving for, acknowledges that she be snapping. And we learned that Sierra is sick and she thinks it's food poisoning. So Rennie stayed with her. She's not even going skiing. When they arrive, they hop on the lift and some begin to panic at the height. Here's my thing about this. So we get to see the next scene to Sierra. We'll get back to skiing. Don't worry about that. Stomach issues. She's like, she's due to the burger. And I'm glad they finally realized that they went on a ski trip before. And she's like, she getting up. She got PTSD from the last time they tricked her to thinking she was pregnant from the last ski trip. And she says, yo, this medic came up here and gave me X-Lax. And is they a real doctor? And is Calgary, like, has anybody heard it?
Listen, Sierra was making my head hurt. Because she like Calgary, it should be Cricket. I said, bitch, how do you not know Calgary?
Alberta, Canada. Like, yo, so here's what bothered me though. Y'all probably staying here for free. Don't shit on them. Obviously, X-Lax is just gonna probably, it was probably for you to use the bathroom and get out your system, whatever, fine. But then to sit there and be like, oh, blah, blah. And later on, she's gonna be like, I was at a real doctor came in. And I was like, do you understand? But the funny part about it is, the fact that it's weird too, because for most people, it's Calgary for people not from Canada. We will know Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, Montreal. Like, yep. Usually before cities you could probably name in that area. So for her not to know it, and then for her to talk about Jessica, we're like, Jessica, bring her, don't go to the top floor. And I'm like, well, you be kind of silly sometimes too. So don't do that. So they get instructions on how to snowboard back at the ski resort.
Look like a good time.
Yes. Carly is worried about breaking her vagina. That's what Zell thinks. And so she don't participate. And she says, I ain't worried about breaking nothing. I do 10 Kegels a day. That's how you get a man to propose. And I said, but that's not how you get him to act right.
You get the man to marry you because you ain't been married. But she did get married to the one dude.
Yeah, the one dude. I was like, but none of them act right. They don't stay. You get the bad is the bad. I didn't know she made a mold of her vagina. But kudos to her. Yandy chose to ski, not snowboard, and she reacts about how she's still on 2 feet, unlike Amy and Zell, who fell. And Zell just calls him old. After the activity, we learned that Jessica...
Why is having the two sticks old ski? I'm like, is it not skiing? Yeah. It's skiing, and then they're snowboarding. Yeah. I don't understand.
We learned that Jessica had a stomach issue as well, so she went back to the hotel.
Yeah, she had one too many drinks. Jessica has been lit this whole second half of a season.
She has.
I don't know what is happening, but mama has been lit every step of the way.
Bambi and Spice talk about dinner last night, and Spice is trying to get to the apology, but Carly won't admit everything she did. She got to do that first. I'm like, fam, just apologize for you. Sorry. I can't do this tit for tat apology. If I'm wrong, I'm going to apologize. And if you don't apologize, that's on you. And I know where to move from there. I don't got to be like, but you got to say you sorry first. Like, no, it's not that serious.
I'm just so proud of Carly. I just feel like she was articulating herself pretty well.
She was.
In these episodes to be like, yo, like, y'all not holding this person accountable. And if you are doing this, and who was it, her who said it, or was somebody else that was like, no, I think it was Rennie who said it, who was like, we probably are a little bit more sensitive to Spice than how we come to Carly.
Yes, Rennie did say that at that dinner table. Yeah. Spice finally says she probably started with the wrong approach, and she's happy that Carly came and had fun on the trip. And Carly, so this is like, they're like eating lunch or something, and Carly sits with Amy instead of Spice. And she's like, Spice said one word to me, you can go ahead. And Amy said, that's four.
She meant to say one sentence. She gave one line.
So we come to the performance, because the hotel is some big Spice fans. They outside freezing. I will say this.
Hate these people.
I will say this. I did enjoy the people having a good time. They look like
they was having a good time, but like, they had to warm up some.
Yes. Amy Lou was the they called her Amy Lou. They was like, we ain't doing that Luciani here.
We're not gonna pretend to know.
Has to get up in front of these white families and little kids, what she said, to do where them girls are.
Here's my problem with this too. Artists today don't have one good song that they can perform anywhere. Like, this is why, and so when I say that, I mean, like, this is why you don't get asked to perform in certain places, right?
Yes.
Because you don't have any decent song. She started singing, and even though the song was kind of like positive,
yeah,
it was just, she was a stripper, and then she, and I was like, what? It's like the first line.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you got to have one of your back pockets.
Even though she went to school, got an education, but it was just like, she was a stripper. You didn't have no other words. You didn't want to say she was a dancer at night. Like, it was better ways.
Yeah, it, way better, way better. So, Amy introduces Spice. Spice performs and the crowd seemed to like it. I said Toronto would have loved it.
They was out there twerking in front of them little kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too bad they didn't go to Toronto. Toronto got a real high population of Caribbean people.
Yeah.
So that would have worked. She thanks the crowd. She talks about having 500 songs. Why? Why do you have 500 songs? But one song she never did. And she wants to apologize to Carly, who she felt she hurt some type of way. And Carly's in tears. It was like, is she talking to me?
It was Carly like, she's not talking to me.
Yeah. Like, they hug. No, they love. They miss each other. We get a montage.
Do you
of
think
their best
that Spice did it? Because did you notice that when Spice was performing, Carly was hyping the white people up? Like, she was.
Oh, no, I didn't pay attention. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. She was like sitting in front of them, like, raise her hand up, like, hey, like getting them hype.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, did you see that? And be like, oh, this girl really do mess with me.
I can see that. She should have. Here's what I was thinking, though. Do y'all understand how hard it would be to perform a song that you ain't never performed? Like, so how many times has Spice even heard this song? I can see Carly having memorized because it's Carly's song. And maybe she doesn't have the performance track. She does just has the real track. So you can just sing and rap on top of it. So the cast gets on stage and starts dancing. They're overwhelmed with joy. And I wrote, too bad Rennie and Sierra missed this moment.
I said that. I was like, oh, man, y'all going to have to hear about this.
Yeah, so they're making dinner. All of a sudden, Sierra's better because she saw an actual doctor. And then here's the thing, too. I wrote, Rennie and Sierra are making dinner, missed the activities, blah, 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 cool. They're not even making dinner. Sierra ordered takeout and was like, I'm going to throw my seasons on it. I said, wait, what?
It would have been nice if they were sitting around like, I'm feeling better. We know the crew going to come back. Let's start making some dinner. I'm on vacation. I ain't cooking either. I'm going to order this and put it in some plates.
Yeah, Rennie misses her boyfriend, Black Zach. I was like, again, y'all be showing us. I mean, not y'all, but
I forgot she had a boyfriend.
I did too. Like a couple episodes ago, she mentioned it. I was like, we don't see any of this. So if they break up or get married, I'm like, we don't get to go on that journey. Jessica's in a room still too ill. I think Zill and Bambi are too tired. So we just get the rest of the group.
Too tired to eat? No.
Rennie and Sierra are shocked to see Carly and Spice are cool again, making place for each other. And then Yandy explains how the apology went down and they all cheered a friendship. It would have been a nice place to end right there. But no, Yandy has to go back home to refocus and recommit to her
marriage.
They
had to leave us on something heavy.
Yeah. She missed him. She missed Mendici's because she had to carry her own bags. I said, fam, what are you doing?
Open to
every time.
He said, that's not a compliment. He thinks she got caught up in the Yandy world and she's not focused on a relationship. The 4 years he was gone, she got used to being a single parent. Now she out here in these streets. And they feel like, he feels like they're losing each other. So she's like, can we go to another room so the kids don't hear us? First, I thought she was saying for the cameras, but I was like, the camera's still, oh, she meant for the kids. He feels more like a business relationship, not a relationship, a business arrangement, I should say. Sorry. And she does want to do more, but she can't neglect her needs for her wants, is what Mendici was telling her. And she tried to be like, so you don't want me working hard? He said, it got nothing to do with that. So I'm cool with Mendici, but then sometimes he toes that misogynistic line, like, I need a wife to do wifey things. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. But he says, pay attention to the love that's needed in the house. But again, and he doesn't feel like she loves him. They could go somewhere with this. I don't know if they have the time this season to do it. But some therapy, like, talk some things out.
It was him being like, I think we need to talk to somebody. And I was like, okay, Mendici's. My issue. What I was struggling with, and I think it's the same thing Yandy was struggling with. Say what you mean what you say. Because I felt like
she wants to know what his needs were. He was like, pay attention to the household. He's like, what is that?
what does that even mean? Because I feel like me going and getting money or making, you know, jobs or cooking or cleaning or whatever is me taking care of the household. So, like, you have to be a little bit more specific. So I kind of was understanding of Yandy being like, what is it that you need me to do?
Also, if we put the other two issues aside, and they are big issues, I'm not trying to downplay that. Mendici's kind of, I hope Mendici's not in a mood because he's like, I had to watch the kids by myself. Like, I don't want to do that. I wanted to go to Calgary.
Well, I don't think that's enough to sleep at another apartment.
I wish they would have brought that up. Like,
I do think it's something heavier than just those two things, or maybe that was just like that was the cherry on top. Like, you already don't think about me and care about me. Now you really finna make these really big life decisions and you're not even considering me your husband. Are they officially married?
No, which bothered me too. Well, we have never got an update. So last time we checked, they weren't. And then dude was like, can you see yourself divorcing her? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, use the right word. Can you see yourself not being separating or whatever? I would have made sense. But I get it. It is what it is. But here's the thing. They never really address that part of the situation where they got married. And as now that I am married, I was like, how does it even work? Maybe New York is a different state. But Yandy didn't send off the paper. And usually the officiant sends the paper. Like, well, if you get married, the person who marries you, like, you sign it and they send it off and then you get your license back. And I remember Yandy saying, like, I didn't send it off. Maybe she didn't give it to the dude, whatever, what have you. I'm surprised they never addressed that part because it seems like that was a Yandy decision and not a Mendici's decision.
And not a Mendici's one.
And so now he could just leave. And he don't have to pay, you know, spousal support. Obviously, you got to pay child support, but you make it easier for, you know, to dissolve the relationship. Anyway. Next time on Love and Hip Hop, Rennie pregnant? Scrappy's done talking about Diamond, but he's not done with Diamond. Jessica White.
I'm so confused.
You know what the confusion hit me? The fact that Carly and Kai are still together. What is going on?
Yeah, that came back and I was like, what? Shout out to Jessica.
Yeah.
Was it Jessica?
Yes, it was
Don't
Jessica.
Don't talk to her like that. I was like, ma'am, we is not following the right person on this show.
Yeah, kings don't talk to queens like that. And then Kai was like, pick which ring you want. And I said, what are we doing? Another proposal?
And then she fall faint. I hate that.
Yes, it's annoying.
Every time it's a faint. Every time it's a proposal, you got to fall out. Sit down.
All right, real quick, some news and rumors. Where is this at? Grappy says, ex-wife Bambi told their children they'll have a new daddy and repeatedly violated terms of divorce settlement. So remember last week, there was a rumor that, you know, his girlfriend posted the kids. Now he fired back. He reportedly wrote in the complaint, Bambi continues to violate the Scrappies. I guess maybe they mean like the ex-wife or a spousal one, whatever, right to enjoy his residence free from interference. Bambi has engaged in willful acts of harassment by visiting Scrappy's home without his consent in direct violation of the court order. Additionally, says she made decisions without him about homeschooling their son and made belittling comments about him to the kids as well. I thought, but last week it was about her going to private. Oh my God. I don't understand why Bambi got involved. I'm starting to feel bad for Scrappy for even getting involved with this woman. It's Bambi's words are not only disgusting, yet not made in the best interest of children. So, yeah, whatever. The Bambi writer. Oh, Bambi wrote a children's book called Mommy, Girl, I Want to Go Home. And then Mama,
you know what's sad? I feel you for that. I do kind of feel sad for Scrappy that he got one.
Like, fam, this, because why can't we divorce in peace? Like, we don't have nothing. All we gotta do is take care of our kids.
Yeah. That's
all we have to do. In the same complaint, Scrappy also took issue with Bambi publishing a children's book featuring the likeness and images of their children, which he also said violated their agreement. So, and then Mama D threatens to post a video that will make the world turn on Bambi after she accuses Scrappy of violating the divorce. So that's it. That brings us to Mama D. What was this about? Anything interesting other than learning that her and Ernest have been married twice now?
Yes, but he asked her about like her life or whatever, and you know, that she was originally a nurse.
Yeah, she had a car accident.
She ended up having a car accident. Was like disabled, took some months or whatever, long time to get like rewalking and stuff like that. She always been a hustler, so she was like, my mama raised me, like, you gotta make money for your, like, bring money home for your kids. She started selling the drugs ultimately led it into the brothel. At some one point she had like 20 girls or something like that.
Yeah, by the time she ended there were 29. And then here's the weird part about it. Scrappy got half on one of the girls and she was like, he still owed me money for that. I was like, what? Oh wait, huh? All right. Do you believe that at one point she did like Bambi? Because that's just, I don't think
maybe
we saw
in the
her.
Beginning.
Now
maybe
she liked
Bambi's representative.
Yeah. Now she wants him to get back with Erica Dixon. She's like, Bambi's 44, despite claiming she's 37. That's weird.
I'm not sure why we care so much about the age.
Yeah.
Because if she 44 or 37, Bambi looked good. She looked good.
She did talk about the obituary for Bambi's mom. She let her stay in her home for some months, paying $300 a month. She was talking about her like a dog behind her back. Ernest heard it a couple of times and told Dee to get rid of her. So then she kicked her out. Bambi's mom tried to fight her, put fingers in her face. How we miss all this? So Dee then kept punching her in the face. I'm like,
it was Mama D talking with such certainty to like.
Oh, I believe Mama D believes it. Yeah.
No, meaning like she was like, I'm not saying nothing that I can't prove or put up a documentary. Like she was just talking so surely. And I'm like, this shit really happened? Like, and I'm talking about the situations between Bambi and her, like just all that stuff. And I'm just like, she's saying, you can hear how like strong or factual she feel it is. And I'm like, dang, Bambi, was you really like that?
Said Dee knows Bambi didn't love Scrappy. When she and Ernest separated, she was devastated. The day after Bambi and Scrappy split, she sent him a text saying she wanted $10,000 a month for alimony and child support. She doesn't think that any woman that loved a man would go straight for the juggler like that. Did she ever explain why Ernest is not on TV like that? Only just at that one time? Because I'm pretty sure that split was the first split she was talking about. All right. Bambi was dating a married African before she met Scrappy, and the wife broke Bambi's nose. Dee's 87-year-old father tried to speak to her, and Bambi gave him the cold shoulder. All right, man.
It was an interesting interview. It was like an hour and 20 minutes or something like that. It went quick, though, but it was an interesting interview.
Okay. So they did not say next time on the season finale. So I guess I don't know how much longer this goes, but it's going to keep going. All right. That's the episode. You can tweet me at one and only can tweet Shell.
As actually Shell, you follow me on Instagram? Nope. Yes. You can. What's my answer? You can follow me on the Snappity Chat, but I miss with the Z Shell. I butchered that.
All right. Follow the website, 1515F. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace, she says.
Toodles. Bye.